Of course, our true father is in Korea now, and he's in difficult condition, but I think spiritually he is right here with us at the moment, seeing how we working hard, and we should have our chongsong, and then when he sees our chongsong, he will definitely get better. So today, what we're going to learn this morning is about a family pledge and the true family gateway to heaven. Sometimes, especially in Korea, during the service time, we actually read or recite the family pledge. And then sometimes in the local churches, when they recite the family pledge, this is what people say, well, let's receive Shinang Gobekoroso. We are so in the faith of confession, we're gonna say this family pledge. That's how sometimes they started. So then I asked the leaders at that time. So it's actually a confession time. Is true. So what do you guys think about it? Do you think it's a confession pledge, a faith confession pledge? What do you think? Actually, the family pledge is not a confession, a time for, it's nothing for our faith, a confession. So for the first thing is to believe in God. Second is to believe in Jesus. Next, to believe in the Holy Spirit, that is in the Christian theology. Then next, to believe in the church. So faith is about believing. So for us, it is the next step is to also know about it. It's not just believing, it's knowing and also living with our true parents. And then next is to become one with the true family and living on this earth. So we studied that yesterday. So centered on these five stages, the first base of faith is just like the Christian church. It's just like Christianity. We have to add that, plus we have to know that who the Messiah is. Then we have to also live, and this is actually how we can be able to understand the family pledge. When Jesus spoke to the people, what did he say? Did he say promise or not? Did he speak about promise or pledge or not? He said, don't promise anything. So when he was speaking, he said in front of, he said to his disciple, don't pledge in front of the people, in front of God, anything. But here, we do pledge in our unification church. So basically, our family also pledged. So we have to understand that it's a big blessing to actually be able to pledge something. The fact that we have had the chance to be given this family pledge is a blessing. So even the Christians, they want to do a pledge, they can't. There is no other church or any other denomination that actually does any pledge. Because, so of course, the Christianity see Jesus as the Messiah, and then they believe that if they believe in Jesus, then they receive salvation. Why do they just believe? Because they don't know. So because they don't know, they believe. If they knew, they would not have to believe. If they know, then they will act and live that way. So the family pledge is So it's also one of the differences between our the Unification Church and any other church or denomination. So we can see that how much our true parents is actually believing in us and seeing us as his children. So with that thought in mind, let's start. So who actually does the pledge? It says our family, yeah? Our family does the pledge, but they pledge to attend who? It is to attend God, our true parents. So, even me, what was very important, what was very surprised is that, for example, in Korea, when we do the family pledge, we do it very quickly, but here in Europe, you do it quite calm. And that's actually how true father, our true parents want it, because we are actually attending our true parents. So while reading the family pledge, we should be doing it slowly and feeling the words as we read it. So the family pledge, we're going to study the family pledge together. So the family pledge, the proclamation and development, in 2004, he slowly changed. So, for example, it started was my pledge, and then it changed to our pledge. The first time it came about, it was in 1994, on the May 2nd, and so it's after 40 years. Then, so we can see that after the victory of the first course of 40 years, then it was given. It was given to us. And the HSEW, the Family Federation for World Peace. So when we were changing this turning point, the biggest blessing that was given to us was the family federation, was the family pledge. So if we look at the family pledge, what the most of what is inside is about true love. In 1992, when I went to America, there was a Korean church, and I went there for 2 years. But there, all the mixed Koreans, they used to come there twice and study. But when they came here, they studied about the family pledge, and they were saying my pledge, but they were not repeating at that time. And they were saying, how is it possible that they were very surprised, how is it possible that we can be able to speak about my pledge in Korean and then in English. So because compared to other churches and other places, they actually enjoyed the reading this kind of pledge in Korean and in English, and then they decided to even call their other Korean friends. In 1994, when the True Father came to UTS, he spoke to the students. And the fourth part of he added the unification, unity, in the fourth verse and of the family pledge. And in 1998, because of the New Testament age, he added the eighth verse. So that it is. He gave us the eighth verse after speaking to the leaders at that time. So this happened when we arrived to the New Testament age, which was in 1998 on the 2nd of February. On that base, he added a verse, the number 8. In 1993, before. So So from 1992, when the proclamation was done, up to now, the New Testament age, we had the family pledge proclamation and some changes. So in 1997, on September 10th, after the proclamation of fourth Adam, he explained that the fourth Adam has been completed as the person that has not actually, the first fourth Adam that has not failed. So who was the fourth Adam? It was a true father, and the children, true children, and us as blessed families. On the basis of this proclamation, the New Testament age would have come about. So it's very different from the past. New completed Testament age. I'm sorry about the translation. It's the new completed Testament age. Sorry that it has been it's a typing mistake, sorry. So that was the biggest present. It was actually a standard for how we should live, and that was the family pledge. So here the new completed Testament age, the main core of it was absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience. And the goal was to become one, the union of God and human beings in true love. And that was in 1998. It's very important, that bit. And then in 1998, it was during the True Children's Day, there was also a leader meeting in East Garden. And then on number 7's pledge, he changed it to live for the sake of others. He added that bit in the verse number 7. At that time, this the first thing that they got, the leaders could understand after this live for the sake of others was added, it's like, oh my God, it is a time of a culture of heart. So we are actually brought into the blood lineage and of God, and at the same time we live for the sake of others. And that was centered on this. It was a culture of heart, actually, that's what the members could feel. So vertically, horizontally, we are connected to the blood lineage, and horizontally to through this pledge. In 2002, he added owners of Chun Ilguk to all the verses, in front of all the verses. So he said, all the true families are owners of Chun Ilguk. Another word for owner is subject. So I think we've studied about that, absolute love, absolute obedience, and absolute faith. Then there was also creativity. So whatever we do, we are the owner of it. Then finally, on the 2004, April 18, after the Anshil, the liberation, the day that Chun Sung-kyung was done, in the second verse, he added that the dutiful way of family to the second verse, and at the same time, he added to the eighth verse, liberation and complete freedom. He added that to the eighth verse. And even now, we are we have the family pledge up to number 8. So these are, we're going to study together one by one these verses. So just like I told you before, it was after it was the beginning of the second 40-year course that we received the family pledge. So during the second 40-year course, it was a standard that was given to us as to how we should live, and that's why the family pledge came about. So during the first 40 years, it was, if we say that it was the indemnity course time, then of course during the second year course, it was a new creation. So of course it was not a time like the first time. It was about completely fighting against Satan, and this second time was basically living on true love. So this second 40-year course, what changed was more grace. So the HSWs, the Family Foundation World Peace, was the indemnity era of time had been changed, and it was now from individual to family. Things was now, so individual things, everything, the era had changed from individual era, my, to our family, to the era of family. Another thing, if you don't, I hope you don't get confused about this or misunderstand. And so while studying, so it was the second year course as well was a time for us to live and act on the words of our true parents. It wasn't just about listening to the divine principle, but it was a new way of making a pledge, understanding the family pledge, and act upon things. So it was the constitutional law of heaven. So just the draft of the constitution of family pledge had been given. So at this time, so what the True Father said was the constitutional law of Chanukuk was centered on how we should live as a blessed families. And this was the definition of the family pledge. So how do we as Chanukuk citizens have to live? The family pledge, we have to just live centered on the family pledge. So that is the main core point of the family pledge. So it's all the concepts of indemnity and the problems of concept of indemnity was removed. So it's basically all true families living as in this with this law. This is the core. The core is the family pledge. So then, of course, we get the principle of life as Chanukuk citizens. So this is the the Chanukuk constitution was from verse number 1 to number 8 were listed as laws, and the family pledge was also the core of God's 8 great textbooks. So of course the most important things, points had been listed in such a way that we can understand and also in the sense that if we even just make one of the verses right, act upon it, we can go into Chanukuk. So let's talk about the common points of the family pledge. For example, the first thing is Chon Ilguk. What is Chonilguk? So we, of course, we've learned about it many times, so we might know, but there is many. For example, during the first heavenly calendar, the first day, he said that there was a heavenly heavenly nation. It centered on the heavenly, so heavenly parents and heavenly children, centered on this, a heavenly family. Once it's made, then we can be able to create a heavenly nation. So this was it's heavenly nation was created in these two ways. So our blessed families, we received the possibility to enter in Chonilguk, but we couldn't understand. We're gonna receive how to get in there. So how can we separate the heavenly? So the internally. So when we're talking about the heavenly nation internally, it's and the heavenly Nara externally. Heavenly Nara, heavenly nation externally is the Israel, second Israel, and the third one is about Korea. So the first Israel was. So this third Israel is centered on the God of day, our true Father. So the fourth Israel, again, is again Chonilguk. Chonilguk speaks about a heavenly country. So what did we say was a heaven? Was Chonilguk? It was. The form of Chonilguk is a form of a heavenly country, and so before it, so first of all we call it it's an independent country. So things that from the Cain world, so it's a country that is has not been. That has been removed from independent country and has become one, and this country is now called Chonilguk, and so all the countries come together and it becomes a unified country. So in 2002, that's how he spoke in 2002. So what is the internal Chonilguk meaning? It's two people coming together. So the country where two people become one, on centered on the eight stages. So if you want to become a Chonilguk citizen, you have to be able to be someone that has been united, spirit, your mind and body. So inside your family as well, all your members become one. So then, of course, the nation. The individual, family, nation, the world, and then later on in the universe, then Alkan as well, spiritual world and physical world, and then later on this spiritual and physical world all together with the full universe becoming one, and later with our true parents as well, that would be Chonilguk. So it is a form of. So what is the main core of that again? Is the mind and body unity. So as owners of Chonilguk, if you understand it, you will feel that you understand the prerequisite for reciting the family pledge is basically my mind and body becoming one. So this is the prerequisite for reciting the family pledge. So we, if of course we, our mind and body are not united yet, but we are reciting it. So that is thanks to True Father's grace. This is something very we should be grateful about, isn't it? So I told you about this. Then I'm going to talk about honor. So if you think about it wrongly, you might think about it just the name, just like the owner in the dictionary. I am the owner. This is mine. It's not that kind of concept. What kind of concept it is? It is basically a subject of true love and then creative, founded on creativity, living with absolute faith, love, and obedience, and becoming a subject of true love founded on creativity. So what does that mean? It's centered, of course, on true love. So then, of course, as a subject, you need an object. So I have to find a subject, an object. I need to create an object and then help and live for that object. That is what an owner is. So, for example, think about it. There is a company, and then there are many, there are 100 people. And then there are some salary people who are on contract. And then for example, if they're having problems, well, people who actually love the company will be able to actually give their all, even if the company is dying, even if up to their own money, to be able to get this company back to life. So again, we have to know the difference between being an owner and a leader. So the owner is someone who has no there's no space, there's no time. He eternally feels as a real subject, while a leader actually just he has a time period and then he will just forget or leave when his time is over. So I spoke as well about our family. We is true we. So Chan Il-guk, the first proclamation of Chan Il-guk in 2012 when it was made, that we at that time when as we were going through the Chan Il-guk, we had to live as citizens of Chan Il-guk. But what was the core of it? It had to be true I and true we. So we had to become true eyes and true we's. So when we use the word true, it means we're always adding God. So basically, it's like God is me. God found my family. So when we say the word our, it's God and our family together. God centered in our coming in our family. God, we attending God in our family, living a life with God inside our family together. So when we're reciting the family pledge, when we say Uri Kajong, our family, we have to always be able to know that we are actually attending God together with our family and also our true parents. So that's how we have to, that's what we were told about. So, of course, what does it mean to live together? It's whether we go, come, eat, sleep, happy or sad, at all times together, God is with us. So, when we wash our face in the morning, we are also attending God while we're washing our face in the morning. Before we go to work, we are also attending God, and He's coming together with us. And when we are happy, God is also with us. When we are sad, and God is also with us at the time. When we're sleeping, we are sleeping together with God. So even if we are alone, we have to always think and remember that God is together with us and we are constantly communicating with Him. So honestly, that's when, whatever kind of situation we are in, we have to know that we have God with us. So it's best to always even ask questions all the time. That's the kind of concept we should have. With anything that's happening, we're always questioning God because He's right there beside us. Then centered on true love. I know that you guys know about it. We've studied a lot, so we're not going to talk too much about it. But the root of true love is God. So the God's four great attributes, we know about it. So it is absolute, unique, and then also this creativity, and all the four and six, the four by four attributes we learned before. So I'm not going to explain more about it. So now I'm going to do the family pledge from number one by one. So the most important thing is the original homeland. At the moment, family pledge number one. So what is the original pledge? How to find original homeland, sorry. Where is the original homeland? What is original homeland? So, original homeland. Sorry. So, of course, where we live, where we are born, is the homeland. But where God is the original homeland. So it's quite simple, isn't it? So, original homeland is where God is. And homeland is where we were born. So where did all the humanity was born? We were born from our mother's womb. But before then, where were we? Where did we come from? We were from our mom and dad. When we were conceived. It was because of our mom and dad and the sexual organs as well. So where is the original homeland? It is in the sexual organ. So if you want, what does it mean to find your original homeland? So at the time when Adam and Eve fell, what happened? Satan had actually taken the sexual organ and was using it. So it means we have to be able to take the sexual organ and the so basically based on this, we're taking the sexual organ and living a new life. So there are three things we learned about it as well. First, so we have to free the sexual organ from Satan, and that we do that through the blessing. So this liberated the sexual organ. We have to find a way on how to making it to become through God's sexual organ through the 16 the four attributes, the 16 four by four. Relationship, communication. So, we have to change the sexual organ to be one that's got all these 4x4 God attributes, and then we have to protect and take care of it. So, at the moment, the family. So, of course, in order to protect and take care of it, it's very hard at the moment. Maybe once we have the homeland, then it will become very easy. You'll get it very easy. So because at that time, true father, it will be... Because at this time, not only the constitutional law will change, but also just like we're learning it in school every day, we're studying things every day from the first hours. We, for example, at the moment in the university, in the schools, we will teach about this the first hours in the school. So that's why at the Samoa University we have Pure Love School, And the first hour, of course, we teach all those things. So the normal primary school, secondary schools, we have to teach us teachers. But at the moment, we don't have this the power to get into those schools and teach about original homeland. But this is, we should know what actually the original homeland is. It's a sexual organ. And how we're going to find it is through Father. So once we liberate it again, protect it, then the most important thing we should do, we should remember, is our intercultural and interracial blessing, marriage. That's one of the most, the secret in finding the original homeland. So, of course, it's this intercultural and interracial blessing marriage is one-to-one. Just it's like receiving the blessing with your enemies. And then that becomes, that goes up to a national level. It keeps going up in different levels. And anyways, through this intercultural, interracial blessing marriage, we can be able to find the original homeland. So then, in the family pledge, we say, build. What is the most important thing in the first? We say, we are going to changun, we're going to perfect. We're going to create, build. But then, in the 8th verse, we talk about to perfect one song. So in the first verse, we say we're going to build. And then when we get to the 2nd or to 8th, we talk about perfecting. So building and perfecting, is that what is the difference between that? And actually, build is not actually a correct translation for this. So I'm just going to use the word changun. Changun. So he talks about Changun, and so for example, if this building was 100 years old, we break it down and we reconstruct it. Do you think we can reconstruct it exactly as it was? If we break it, we can. Yes, we can, because we have all the materials. We have all the materials to be able to recreate it exactly. But if this is an empty land here, and there's nothing on the land, and we have to create then. But there's nothing. So Changun actually is building from scratch. Yeah, building from scratch without any material. There's nothing. So from the beginning, recreating it, doing it. Sorry. So Changun here to create. So something that's not been there before, just like the fallen world had not been existed. Just we shouldn't even think about anything on the fallen world, how it existed. Changun, that's what it means, to build or to create from scratch. So it's not to build, you can see that by yourself, it's to create something from scratch. And from the 2nd to the 8th, we talk about to perfect it. So it doesn't end with creating. We have to go the way of perfection, and that is very important. So Changun is just the beginning. So from 2013, the foundation day, we will actually create. It will be created. So we have to think about everything, all the families. It's not that we are creating and based on something on that time, but it is actually from the direct Son of God, our true Father, that we something that he has created centered on the blessed families, a beginning of Chonuguk, so the beginning Chonggun, which is basically creating actually the family, the beginning of the beginning of a new world based on true families. So we have to understand it. He actually emphasized it. So the Chang'un, the road of Chang'un, is a way of pioneering that must be done. So let's talk about the family pledge too. We talk about attending God and true parents. So again, attending. Here we've translated it as attending, but it's not enough. Moshita, how we can translate it? Moshita is a bit adding attending and following. It's a combination of these both words, actually. So how do we moshia? How do we attend and follow? It's by the main core is. So of course, if we talk about it in the worldly way, it's about living with. But on the foundation day, it will be about living together, so that means God and true parents. What is the most important that they've given to us is Chonuguk, as is living together with them in Chonuguk, me and my family. So living together with true father. What does that mean? To wherever he's going, wherever we are also at the same time together, following, attending, and living together with our true father. So because we live together with him at the same time, so with God and true parents, how should we do this? Do we have to do that as my style, or should we do it the way true father wants, God and true parents want? That's the core question. So imagine true father came to Germany. Should the Germans live and follow true parents and God in the way their culture want, or should they live and follow the way the culture of Chonuguk wants? That is the main core. Of course, anywhere that a true father goes, the environment is different, and he knows that. But of course, if even you do it in, because he's a person of love, even if you do it in your own way, in the your own way, but you try and follow as much, you get very close to the right way, which is the Chonuguk way, then he will like it. But we have to study more about our true parents so that we can be able to know what he likes, what kind of drink he might like, what kind of, for example, his body is very warm, for example. So even in when he goes in a country that is below 30 degrees, his body is still warm. So of course, so for example, he doesn't like anything hot really, because his body is already warm. If you give him, for example, a hot drink, he will not like it, because he's actually quite hot. So, for example, sometimes people are like, "Oh, it's really hot. You're abuzi. You're quite tired." But then he will not be happy with that. So before he went to the hospital not this time, in the years 2012. He used to take a bit of warm drinks. But anyways, we know we have to be able to have the Jongsong and understand more. For example, when people knew that he was coming to UTS, we knew a little bit more about it, and we tried and give him the right food that he would have liked. So one time someone was making the food for our true father, and it took over 3 hours. That doesn't make sense, does it? But because she was so happy, True Father just ate 3 spoons of it as well, and continued. So of course, our True Father, he knows when Jongsong has been given, so he will also eat. His hands just naturally goes to the food that has have more Jongsong. So as well, internally and externally, it's very important to do as much Jongsong as possible. I'm going to skip this. Representative for families of heaven and earth. Representative. Yeah. So there are two meanings to representative, Deshin Ja and Depyo Ja. So this representative here of families is Depyo Ja. It's individually, personal. So that is Deshin. So Deshin Ja. So for example, but the Depyo Ja is more about a representative as a group, and Deshin Ja is a representative as personally or individually. So we as a representative families, it's individual families who represent God and true parents. That's the kind of meaning we have here. So when we go out and we have and when the worldly people see our family, who do you think they're seeing? They're seeing God. They're seeing our true parents. It's through our family, they see who our true parents are. So it's not a family that represents the Unification Church. No, it's a family that represents God and true parents. That's one thing that our true father has explained to us. So more will come up in the end, in the following slides. But it's a central family representing the vertical relationship with spirit world. So again, here, representative family is Depyo, which means representative as a group. So, of course, at that time, we are representative based on in front of God. We are actually representative vertically. So vertically and horizontally, it's quite different. So we're representing by as a group, and then as well as individuals in front of the world. So we have a dutiful way of filial sons and daughters as patriot saints, divine sons and daughters. So I think you just try and think a bit more about it, and I'm going to skip over that. Do you think we don't need to do that? Do you think so? So I'll just move on. Let's go to the family pledge number 3. We talk about the 4 great realms of heart. So in 1992 and 93, he spoke about the four great dreams of heart. So these four great dreams of heart, what does that mean? It's basically parents, heart of parents, sibling, husband and wife, children, centered on a true love, parents and children, as a couple, wife and husband, and the different growth that we go through, this kind of hearts that we grow in, through. This is what the four great dreams of heart. So firstly, when we were born, when we were young, we had what do we experience first? We experience first the parental heart, don't we, when we are born? So that's the heart of the parent. So later on, when we become a bit more teenager, then we get the sibling's heart. Then when we get married, we become a husband and wife, so then we have a couple's heart. Then later we have children, and then again it starts all over. So it's all these four great dreams of heart that we tend to experience within the family at different growth stages. So we need to reach perfection through this. So if we see the third blessing, it's about individual perfection, body and mind unity. So again, when we see it as in the family, we have to see the relationship between our different people in the family and see how we can overcome it and become perfect. So if we say, we can't say that once we perfect it, we have finished all our portion of responsibility. So what is our portion of responsibility? It's just perfecting it completely while we are on earth. So this responsibility, what the True Father speaks about, is that before we get married, what kind of responsibility do we have? We have a responsibility towards our children. So that's a concept that was given to us by God. So of course we have to have a purity of the sexual organ up to because of our choice, because we decide to do it. This is our own responsibility. Secondly, once we get married, we have a responsibility towards the person that we are married or blessed to. So thirdly, once we have children, we have a responsibility towards them. So what up to where? So basically our responsibility is to protect our children, to help them understand purity until they get to the time of marriage, a blessing. So then these kind of responsibilities, we have to think about it. So then we have the three great kingships as well. So the first generation is the right of the kingship of grandparents. Then we have the kingship of parents, which is the present, and we have the kingship of children, which is the future. So again, first, second, and third generation. The most important thing is that these three kingships, where do you think they have to be perfected? They have to be perfected in the family. So it's centered on these three great kingships that are going to be perfected in the family. So we'll tell you more about it in the end, but the time and the concept, there are two things about time. Chronos and a chronological time, and that's the time we're living in at the moment. So in every, we have the chronological time, every just like the watch, every 60 seconds has a minute, and then we have the Pyrrhus time, which is where the past doesn't exist, the future doesn't exist. the time is just the present. We have that kind of thought as well. So the past is the past is the present that has gone. The future is the present that is to come. So in this kind of time, we have to be able to perfect the three great kingships while we're doing this. So that's one thing we should remember. So then, what is this noontime settlement in 2000? When during the blessing, the True Father spoke about it. He said the first, second, third, basically vertically, become one. So there is no shadow at this time. Then we have the realm of the royal family. Realm. The conclusion of this is very easy. Who is the royal family? Who is the royal family? Who is royal family? True family? So can we become part of the royal family? Do you think we can? Normally, if Adam and Eve had not fallen, we would have been in that realm of royal family would not have existed, that word realm. But because of the word realm, it's because of Cain. So our true, so direct lineage of our true father is so we are the Cain realm of the royal family. So this realm is about Cain and Abel. So are we going to be able to enter the royal family? Well, it's only one condition that we need. Only one condition. So to be the Messiah of our nation, our country. So basically, once we can do that, to be a Messiah to our family, then we can enter the realm. So before the foundation day, we have to do... so we have to be... tribal Messiah, thank you. We have to be tribal Messiahs. Yes, tribal Messiah. Yeah, we have to be tribal Messiahs. That's the kind of concept. So again, it's about doing tribal Messiahship. So the Tongban, it's centered on me. And giving the blessing to those who have not received. And Kyopak, the word Kyopak, it's removing actually the satanic lineage in them. So then of course, if we are able to be a proper tribal messiahs, then we can enter the real family. Let's talk about number four. So what is number four? God's ideal of creation as the universal family. It normally should be cosmic family, sorry, not universal. I'll just go over it quite fast. The conclusion of that one is that in the ideal family, everyone is a form of everyone expanding and becoming becoming part of this ideal family. What True Father said in 2007 is that what will be the total the biggest country will be is made by families. So for example, all one country is becoming one family. Like in Germany, for example, if we become the elder brothers, or in Germany, for example. So for example, in the States, we have the governors. For example, every governor has a province, and then again the family becomes the head of that province instead of governor. So then if you have a small city, there's the mayor. So then the mayor as well, the family becomes the head of that. So everything, all the main heads of the different places. So we're not separated. It's a one family that becomes head of a different. It's a family that becomes head of a different types of country or city. So that once this happens, this is the ideal of the creation, which is Chonaguk, and this is the ideal of creation of God. Then we talk about perfecting the world of freedom, peace, unity, and happiness. Of course, all this is rooted in freedom. If you look at the OTP, then a lot of freedom comes. It repeats itself. We hear about freedom. So I think here, because the Westerners, they like a lot the word freedom, don't you? So you might know it very well. So tomorrow, at the end, I will tell you a bit more about it, about freedom. In freedom, there's two types of freedom. Firstly, the freedom that existed before the fall in the Garden of Eden, and the freedom that is given to the fallen human beings at the moment. So there are so many things. So of course it's about the freedom of after we've liberated Satan, Lucifer. So if we had not fallen, or come from that kind of lineage, then we would not need that word freedom, because there was a different type of freedom at that time. So these are the things we should know, and we will probably know more tomorrow. Let's talk about the family pledge number 5. It's about the unification of spirit world and physical world as subject and object partners. So what do you think is the subject, the spiritual world, the physical world? In the 5th pledge number 5, we say the spiritual world is the subject and the physical world is object. That is true. So for completion of the physical world, it has to be subject to the spiritual world. So again, for perfection again, the earth and the spiritual world needs to be able to be one. So then the blessed families here on the earth need to become one with the spiritual world. What we have to understand here is that, firstly, in the providence, through what you do, whatever is done here on earth will be spoiled on in heaven. So whatever you do here on earth, it will be complete as well in heaven. So so everything that is as well done in heaven will be as well a picture of what is here. Why? Because everything that is heaven in spiritual world is very complicated. So we have to be able. So everything that one man and one woman actually feels in during the blessing, So everything that's happening in your families, again, our ancestors can be able to experience it through you. So again, we living on the earth, in order to make the spiritual world one with us, we have to help it to develop. So then, if we help the spiritual world develop, then there's unification. So we, how do we do that? Let's look carefully. So we have to make a liberation of ancestors with the 40 days, 100 days workshop. So then these ancestors come here and take the blessing. After they have received the blessing, then they go back again after they've received blessing in champion. Then they have another workshop where they learn and they become absolute good spirits. Then they come back on this earth. What do? They come to their descendants and then they work with their descendants. Why? Because absolute good spirits, where do you think they'll go to, heaven or hell? Oh, heaven or paradise, sorry. No. So of course, they have to come back. The absolute good spirits have to come back here on earth and work with us. So when that is done, before, in order to be able to come, to go to heaven, they have to work with us, the descendants. They can't go by themselves, even though they've been liberated or blessed. So then, if you look, for example, my father goes to the spirit world, and then because of me, he gets the blessing. Then what? Then who do I become? What's my relationship with the father? Then I become like the big brother. So in the spirit world, that's how it works. So what is the? So the person that receives the blessing first is the big brother. So so everything that has happened here in the physical world will be erased, and then the person that received the blessing first is the big brother, and then the one who is the oldest, in case you receive the blessing on the same day. The eldest person is the big brother. So, but for the spiritual, so as you can see, we in the physical world, we received the blessing before our ancestors. So then, of course, our ancestors become our younger brothers and sisters. So, for them to be able to go to the spiritual world, they have to work with us, and then we can go together. So it's not something that is far. The spiritual world is not something that's far away. It's something that is here in our family. So there has to be a new relationship between the spiritual world and the physical world in our family. This kind of unification. So the most important thing here is that for unification to happen, to advance, we have to strive every day. And how do we do it? How can we do it very quickly? So basically, we have to try our best to make all our ancestors receive the blessing. So then with their help, they will come back and help us to work, and then we can. And that's one of the ways to get this family pledge, number 5, to work. So I think you guys have to go to Champion quickly, yeah? Do you have to find a way to make Demonim come here, yeah? So then again, there's heavenly. Another method is Heavenly Family Daily Report. In 2001, on the 31st of January, in East Garden, True Father spoke to the blessed families and said that one thing we should do is write our daily report. And then we have to think about it as a heavenly family diary, not just a family daily diary, but a heavenly family daily report. So, of course, then the ancestors will look at it and check. Let's look at pledge number 6. So, a family that embodies God and true parents embodies. So, then again, we're talking about representative. So, it's a Deshin, and which means a personal representative. So, in other words, with our true parents. So, what kind of representative are we? We are a representative that have received the blessing from heaven. The blessing from heaven. That's the kind. So, heavenly fortune. We receive heavenly fortune. We can move. We receive heavenly fortune. I'm going to move. So I've explained to you a bit about Deshin Jawish and Depyo Jawish are different types of representatives. So I'm going to go to family pledge number 7. So it's a culture of heart. What is culture of heart? Vertically is to connect with the original lineage, and horizontally is to connect, is to live for the sake of others. Live for the sake of others. And that is, so basically it's absolute love and true love, vertically and horizontally. So vertically, it's absolute love. And then horizontally, is... do you understand? So let's move on. So I think you've studied about this one. And the family pledge number 8, I've already explained it. But completed testament age, now here it's written, as having entered the completed testament age, as we enter. So I spoke about this yesterday, so I'm going to go a bit next. So then the next thing is about true absolute love, absolute faith, and absolute obedience to become oneness in oneness with God and human beings, united in love. So the ideal oneness of God. So centered on. So if you can become one with God of night, God of day, together. If you can unite in love, as a together with our true parents. You become one, then through absolute love and absolute faith and absolute obedience, then this is possible. I spoke a lot about this yesterday, so I'm going to go over it quite quickly. So we're going to talk about liberation and the freedom, a complete freedom. So there are so many people from the Canaan world that hasn't actually received the blessing yet. So so, for example, after the Second World War, but some countries received liberation, but individually, in order to receive their individual liberation, they had to come out of prison. So we have family liberation, and we have individual liberation. So we have, so basically, perfecting the realm of liberation and complete freedom, it's about giving one by one the blessing, helping them to receive the blessing one by one, everyone on the earth, the Cain world. So perfecting the realm of liberation, how can we do this? It's it will help them to enter the realm of direct dominion. Well, let's conclude. I'm going to go over the conclusion. And let's talk about the family gateway to heaven. I think you know it, so. Okay, shall we eat first? Okay. Let's pray and then I'll finish. Most beloved Heavenly Father, I really, really, really ask, thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you gave us this time, Heavenly Father, thought about the family pledge. Father, you've given us the family pledge, and through our true parents, I want to really thank you about this, Heavenly Father. The family pledge is a way to be able to attend and follow our true parents, and then we can, through the subject as which families pledge, we can be able to learn how to be able to attend properly and follow. And we're really grateful, Heavenly Father, that we can learn this things, Heavenly Father. Father, whenever it's hard and difficult for us, we can also be able to open our family pledge and try and see how we can be able to really perfect it and understand it, Heavenly Father, and practice it, Heavenly Father. We pray and thank you so much for this. I pray in this in my name, Arju.